There are so many beautiful stories in the world, and the beauty makes me cry as much as the devastation. I know some people had a strong condemnation toward our women weeping by the water, but I can tell you, a full-blown emotional life, with all its sorrows, pathos, slapstick, and absurdities, make this life so satisfying. I would love to see more people experience the fulfillment that I know regularly because of my connection to humanity, the earth, and the cosmos. I believe one can be emotional and powerfully effective at the same time. It is the lack of emotion or depression that tends to destroy our inner lives. And I know a majority of you love to be touched, entertained. You love a good story, and the juicier the better. Would you buy a ticket to a show that had no emotion, no dramatic arc? Or are you more interested in a story that, say, starts with utter hopelessness, and that by some twist of fate or will becomes a heroic triumph? Exciting. And we are on the verge of a climax here. I'll be the first to admit that my latest editorials are fraught with deep, dark emotions, but at the same time, a psychic once told me that my rose-colored glasses have rose-colored clip-ons, and there is a kind of optimism that always accompanies me. I see great evidence of consciousness rising and that kind of behavior reflected in our current events. Today, the VA announced that veterans have the right to use marijuana to help deal with PTSD in 14 states where it is legal. That is a huge leap forward. Last week, the front page of the Ashland newspaper, Daily Tidings, told us Northwest Airline Hubs will be using biodiesel to fuel their airplanes. New York opens its first electric vehicle charging station, while New Jersey mounts 200,000 solar panels on utility poles. Illegal timber trade has dropped 50% in the Amazon, and the California legislature is poised to pass AB 1998 banning single-use plastic bags. Governor Schwarzenegger has said he'll sign it. Yeah. There was an article last week in the Press Democrat about a significant increase in vaginal births after C-section. I'm always inspired when I see positive news about vaginas in the newspaper. Tropical Storm Bonnie spared Gulf residents a terrible beating, and the cap on the BP oil leak is holding. Every day, people are coming up with creative solutions to clean up the Gulf. And in other water news, salmon is returning to the Columbia Snake River Basin in record numbers. Then there's the case of Shirley Sherrod, who was unjustly accused of racism regarding her speech to the NAACP. The source, of course, for that nasty spin was Fox News. This set off a chain of unfortunate events that led to her firing. But then, drumroll please. The President of the United States called her and apologized and offered her job back. Wow. Can we take a moment? I remember reporter after reporter asking George Bush if he had made any mistakes. His answer was a standard and absolute no. But Barack Obama and his minions made a mistake and addressed it. If Ms. Sherrod accepts his apology and returns to her post at the USDA, that would be an extraordinary lesson for America. To err is human, to forgive divine. We are at this moment also being appraised of the truth of the war in Iraq and Afghanistan through the eyes of WikiLeaks. There are over 90,000 pages documenting extreme war crimes against innocent people. While that in itself is an undeniable horror, the outcome may surprise us. The footage is all over the internet and the newspaper, and Robert Gibbs, White House spokesperson, has been fielding questions all day. We cannot live in denial of the facts, and here they are, all dressed up, with everywhere to go. The light is shining in the darkest places. Thank you, Internet. Thanks to the people who care enough to risk their lives, livelihoods, reputations to bring us inconvenient truths. How appropriate that today we are in a full moon, 3 degrees of Aquarius, and according to its Sabian symbol, another drum roll, please. A deserter from the Navy. This is a symbol of human independence carried to a point of extreme rebellion against things as they are, here emphasized in a disregard of all consequences for the sake of an immediate liberation of the spirit. There is a demand for a more rewarding expression of individuality, and the reverse symbolism suggests that any late acceptance of full and personal responsibility for life is better than none at all. The key word is defiance. After watching one of the leaked WikiLeaks on YouTube called Collateral Murders, WikiLeak Iraq, I am even more emboldened to speak up, speak out, act out. This universe is calling. We can respond, every one of us, with truth and beauty, as Rob Bresny says on his Free Will Astrology website. I am in the process of gathering data and quickly turning my attention to the creation, to the symbolic, as an offering to you, as a gift. My job is to enlighten you, provoke you, engage you, inform you, and turn you on to the marvelous possibilities that are offered to us every day. This is Sherry Glazer Love. Archive commentaries are available at sherryglazer.net.